आइरे प्रभा ले बाबा को सार उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा
ओम शांति अमृत वेला टुडेज हेडिंग द बेसिस ऑफ क्रॉसिंग एवरी सिचुएशन हैप्पीली अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग रिमेन इन द अवेयरनेस ऑफ योर एंजेलिक फॉर्म एंड डांस एंड हैप्पीनेस No matter what situation may come to disturb you, you will cross it happily. Early in the morning, remain in the awareness of your angelic form and dance in happiness. No matter what situations may come to disturb you, you will cross it happily. Baba is saying, to get situated in our angelic form every morning and dance in happiness. And when you do that, no matter what happens throughout the day, whatever circumstances, whatever obstacles, whatever hindrances that come, you will cross them very easily. We have heard about angelic form multiple times. What it is to get situated in this angelic form. Most of the Western religions have depicted angels as beings of light, as someone who are trans messengers. They are intermediary. There's God and there are human beings. The angels are the messengers of God. Angels are the helpers of humanity. But from where they come, what they do, what are they, what is their exact nature, that no religion tells. Angels are there and they are ministers of God, but where exactly they are and how they became angels, that is not mentioned anywhere. The secret of the drama is revealed at the confluence age. And Baba tells us that you only become angels. Angel is the state of the mind. Angel is not a creature, someone who is flying in the sky with wings. with a wand in hand. But angelic stage is the stage of the mind. And we don't have to become angels after dropping this body, but whilst in the body, we become angels. Rather, angelic stage is the name of an experience. It's the name of a stage. It's the name of a mindset. It's the name of an attitude. It's the name of a belief system. It's also a duty. So who is an angel? Baba has given numerous definitions in various murlis. And how can we achieve those angelic stages? So angel is somebody who is first of all nirakar. Nirakar means formless, bodiless, incorporeal. Angelic stage is a soul conscious stage. Where there is soul consciousness, where there is soul conscious vision. So angelic stage is a stage where one's consciousness has gone above body and the world of body. In yesterday's Murli, Baba had said, forget all this expansion of body, pasara. Though in the body, the feeling that I am not in this body. Though in the body, the feeling that I am somebody who is detached from the body. Such high level of detachment from the body. Is what makes up an angel. So angel is somebody who is nirakar. Baba has coined a new word. One is sakar, one is nirakar. In between, Baba says, akar. They are not very much different. But you can say, yes, angelic is a ashariri, videhi, bodiless, incorporeal stage, a soul conscious stage. When one remains in soul conscious stage for a very long time. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba talked about 7 days bhatti. If somebody does 7 days bhatti, but on the 7th day, he remembers somebody or writes a letter, then everything is cancelled. Now you begin again. Yeah, so sitting in 7 days bhatti, in fact anything for that matter, any practice, try to do it for 7 days and you will find that it is becoming a habit soon. It is all about belief system, what's here. You can form any habit, whichever you want. There is no limit to habits. If somebody decides not to speak for 7 days and is adamant, is resolute, then he can do it. And after staying for 7 days in absolute silence, there would definitely be some change in the speech. The pattern of speech before 7 days of silence and the pattern of speech after 7 days of silence would be different. Just as in the path of devotion, there is a mother who does 7 day fast for some religious purpose. So after doing 7 days fast, she is not the same. Post-fasting diet is always different than the pre-fasting diet. Now, the body has reset to a new thermodynamic status. So, you don't go back to the original. In the similar manner, if there is a silence for 7 days, that silence will give you some experience which will stop you from going back to the previous stage. So, we can create our own bhatti. 7 days soul consciousness. Not doing anything except this. Only one thing, soul consciousness. Not even remembering Baba. Just soul consciousness. Just as when you consider yourself as body, you don't have to remember relatives. Automatically they come. In the similar manner, when you think of yourself as soul, automatically everything related to the soul will come, hands down. Soul, soul's father, soul world, soul conscious vision, everything pertaining to soul. So the first thing about an angel is nirakar. Second, angel is nirvikar. Nirvikar means viceless. Not a trace of vice should stay. In yesterday's Murli, Mama said, not an iota of vice should stay within you. Such stage of vicelessness, such a stage of absolute purity is an angelic stage. The third is Nirankari. Angel is somebody who is instrument, nimitta, nirman, who is egoless. Ego is the last barrier in the spiritual path. We talk a lot about being an instrument, but nowadays the discussion of being an egoless is less. How to become egoless? To destroy the I which is within. To break this last barrier, the final bondage, the ultimate hurdle. There is a poem by Khalil Gibran, the American author or poet. There's a lover who comes. He knocks at the door. There's a voice from inside. Who is there? He says, I, your lover, open the door. There's no voice from within. He waits and goes away. Probably feels I made some mistake. He comes back again after some time, after many years rather. Knock at the door. Who is it? He said, it's me. The same as you are. Still, nobody opens the door. Because that I is still there. He goes back, comes again. There's a knock at the door. The voice from within. Who is it? He doesn't answer. And the door opens. This is the house of God. And we knock. And the voice comes from within. Who is it? We say, I. No answer. You go back, practice, come back, knock. Who is it? I. Same as you. Nothing. Go back, knock at the door. Who is it? Nothing. Because the little I has merged into the supreme I. There could be a fourth stage. Person will not come back. Now he will come to me. So angel is somebody who is egoless, who is instrument, who is humble, unobtrusive, without that arrogance of body. The fourth angel is somebody who is abhokta. This is a very powerful word. Abhokta means who doesn't eat, who doesn't partake of anything, who is not given to self-indulgence. All the indulgences of this world, he stays above them. That stage is abhokta. One is eating and yet not eating. One is drinking and yet not drinking. One is in the world and yet not in the world. One is sleeping and yet not sleeping. All these activities are mere plaything. That stage is abhokta. The only purpose is service. The only mission is service. And all other things are just temporary. So abhokta, this is the title for God. They say that he is abhokta. There are two words in Hindi. One is niswarth, another is nishkam. What is the difference? In yesterday's blessing, these two words have come. What is Ishwariya? What is godly service? Somebody who does nishkam service and somebody who is a niswarth. So what is the difference? Nishkam is a word which can be used only for God. Niswarth is selfless, without swarth. Nishkam is the highest level of selflessness. So Baba says, I am the only one who is Nishkam, who has not a 1% selfishness in anything. Rather, Nishkam is associated with Abhokta and Akarta. Akarta means he does and yet he doesn't do. He does and he doesn't form any karmic accounts. Suppose Baba comes and he relates a murli and everybody praises. So does he feel happy? Or the people say that this murli was not very powerful, Baba. Last time you were quite good. This time probably your preparation was not so good. So does he feel bad? Or somebody praises, Baba, you remember so much. How can you just go on for 8 pages like that? Excellent, you have got. Your memory power is brilliant. So Baba feels, oh, I am praised. Does he? He speaks, and yet he doesn't speak. He talks, yet he doesn't talk. He does, yet he is undoing. He is doing, but not doing. He is akarta. He doesn't do. This is applied only for God, nishkam. Niswarth, yes, people can be niswarth. People can be selfless. You do something out of goodwill. A good Samaritan, Christianity says, Jesus says, somebody who does selflessly something for somebody. So angel is abhokta. Angel is niswarth, selfless. Angel is also nishkam, you can say. Such words can be applied to angels. Another is, fifth, angel is nidrajit. conqueror of sleep. Food, water and sleep. They go above the three things. What does it mean to conquer sleep? I mean, does it mean to reduce the sleep? No, it doesn't mean to reduce the sleep. Suppose somebody is sleeping 4 hours. Has he become Nidrajit? No. Even the period of sleeping has turned into the period of service. Even the period of sleeping has turned into the period of yoga. Sleep has become yoga nidra. It has become nidra. It has become yoga, yoga, sleep of yoga. So that stage is called Nidrajit or yoga nidra or conqueror of sleep. So angels are those who need very less sleep. Why? Because they eat very less. Those who eat more, they need more sleep. Those who eat less, they need less sleep. 3-4 hours are enough and you feel refreshed. And those who keep on munching the whole day like a cow, 3 times food and 4 times toli, forget the dream of becoming an angel. Angels are minimalistic way of. Angel is a minimalistic way of living. Minimal. Don't need anything more. And the body needs very less thing. We are pumping it with extra things and then it needs time to digest. Half of the time of Brahmins is spent in digesting the food they are eating. It's a journey from becoming non-vegetarian to vegetarian. It's a journey from becoming vegetarian to veganism. It's a journey from becoming vegan to raw vegan. It's a journey from becoming raw vegan to 100% raw, rawism. It's a journey from becoming 100% rawism to fruitarian. It's a journey from becoming 100% fruitarian to liquids only. And it's a journey to become breatharian. Yogis survive only by pranic power. There is a yogi in Ahmedabad. His name is Prahlad Jani. He has not eaten anything from last 70 years. In 2003, experiments were done in Stirling Hospital by Dr. Sudhir Shah, who is right now treating Dadi Janki there. And he was kept for 10 days under observation. Blood tests were done twice in the once in the morning, once in the evening. Ultrasound sonography was done twice in the morning, evening. And all the tests were seen, but he did not pass motion nor urine nor sweat. And the team had to accept that this man is a breatharian. He is surviving only with the pranic energy. And that is the last stage of yogi's life. So angels are abhokta, akarta. They are nirakar, nirvikar, nirankar. They are nirbandhan, without any bondage. They are asochta. They don't think. Automatically, everything happens. They are nirbhar, without any burden. They are double light. So that is what is an angelic stage. So Baba is saying, early morning, get up and get situated in this angelic stage. And how will you get situated? Just a thought that I am an angel. I am an angel of light. And light is very light. And light is double light. It is light also, it is light also, full of light and light. So the basis of crossing every situation happily. Early in the morning, remain in the awareness of your angelic form and dance in happiness. So get up at Amrit Vela and start dancing. You may start dancing on the bed itself. no matter what situation may come to disturb you. Situations will come to disturb. But an angel who is dancing, how can he get disturbed? Suppose a drunkard who is drunk, does he get disturbed by the things which are happening around? No. He is in his own world and masti. Other people are disturbed. There is a word which was coined by Meher Baba. Mast. That's a word. Mast. Who are these masts? This is an extremely euphoria stage of yogi, where yogi remains in that ecstatic stage of bliss, happiness, rapture. In English, this stage is known as transport. Transport. Transport is a stage of Atindriya Sukh. In today's Murli Baba said, if you want to ask what is Atindriya, super sensuous bliss, ask gopis and gopis. They are you. So no matter what situation, angels don't get disturbed. The undisturbing stage of the mind, the undisturbed stage of the mind is called an angel. Angelic stage. Om Shanti.